The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Travis, a beautiful day to play footy and keep the winning streak going.
Yeah, conditions are great. No wind, which is nice. It's probably not as good as yesterday, but you couldn't ask for a better day, I guess.
Did you have a run yesterday, a bit of a captain's run, get the boys together?
No, we've kept the weeks the same. We've had a couple of Sunday games now, but no, just a standard Monday, Tuesday, Thursday for us.
Trav, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate your time as always. St Joseph's are on a five-game winning roll. What have you taken away from what you've seen of them? You would have been able to get up there Anzac Day and have a look against South Barwon being the Monday game. What have you liked about them that you've got to make sure you can stop them doing today?
Yeah, I think their development's come on pretty quick with some of their youth. If you look at their round one game, they really pushed Colac, and then one of the better forms sides in the comp. For us, I think the midfield. I think that they've got some boys that are in some really good form. We've watched a few of the tapes. And then some of their tall forwards have been able to catch it. They obviously had, I think they had 25 inside 50 marks last week, so that's a part of the game we're going to need to nullify.
Yep. You've made some changes. You've included some talent that you managed last week out of the win over Lara, Jack Blood and Nick Knott amongst those coming back. But you've got a debutant, Kane Loftus, comes with huge raps from Torquay, where he played some great footy last year. He spent some time developing his game in your 12 o'clock side, but opportunities opened up, and he's in good form after a good performance in the twos last week.
Yeah. He's played all of his games in our reserves, but last week he kicked seven off a wing out at Lara. He's a rare talent in terms of his aerobic skills or his athletic skills, and hopefully he has a good game today. We'll try and let him loose and use his weapons. He's got a lot of work to do on his craft, but he's going well so far.
Robbo, success breeds success, and the twos are going nicely out here, and it must be the great for the club to have that strength in numbers and having blokes actually putting pressure on all the time, even with blokes out of the team playing higher, just to still be going well on the twos and being able to sort of keep that pressure.
Yeah, look, it's certainly a strength of ours in terms of our depth. And we've got the two McMahon boys out here playing today who've played in our premiership side, so it gives you a sort of an idea of where our list is at. I think we've got 10 guys playing VFL this weekend, so four or five changes this week. It rotates around a fair bit. We're rapt to see blokes go up and play VFL footy, but at the minute, it's tough for a spot. Yeah. We've got Garnes and Hawley who come back next week, and that, assuming we get through unscathed today, then it makes things tighter again.
We saw you against South Barwon. You played Darcy Churgwin across half back selection process. Like, where's he going to play today?
He'll probably play in a different spot today. We've got a few different things. We've looked. From our point of view, we're still trying to find out what our best 22 looks like. So we have trialled a few things, and we'll do a few more things today that look a bit different to weeks gone by. And Darcy will probably play up higher on the ground.
But does Paddy Dowling not like Collingwood? Does Collingwood not like Paddy? What's going on there? Everybody else plays at Werribee and Geelong. You can't get a game at Collingwood. What's going on?
Yeah, look, they can.
Good for you.
Oh, they can continue to not ring us, so that's fine.
I was waiting for that.
The more games he plays, the less chance he has of overqualifying. So, yeah, he's in good form, Paddy, and I'm more than happy for him to play for us.
I know Play HQ's been having its issues, but surely it's not hiding that Paddy Dowling's in some pretty good form.
I don't know. Sometimes his magnet falls off after the game, that's all.
We're speaking with St Mary's co-coach Travis Robertson. Here's Matty Kershaw on Carrick Footy.
Trav, I always ask the coaches who's in their box with them. Who's some of your assistants in your box that helps you out?
He's got some real reptiles, can I tell you?
Oh, yeah. So we've got Luke Rayner, who runs our backs. We've got Grant Creeley, who does our forwards, and then the great Tom McElhain's doing the forwards.
Is that, I know a Tom McElhain. I don't know a great one.
Oh, no, he's great. He's just asking.
I'll tell you what, it's like Creels.
Is he still the king of Casterton, Tom McElhain?
He's still the king of Casterton. In his defence, there's not much going on down there, so it's pretty easy to be the king of Casterton. Let's be honest.
Trav, we read on K-Rock Footy this week, Jared Garner was close to a return. When can we see him?
Yeah, you'll see him next week. He would have played this week, but honestly, it was about an hour after I'd spoken to Kingy during the week. Garns rang me and he danced around COVID for a bit, but it's finally got him.
Yeah. Spicy car. Yeah.
Benny Maloney, how's he travelling?
He's going okay. He's still probably 3 weeks away.
Still that old man injury.
Yeah,
the calf.
He's still got the old man injury. So we've had to, I guess, roll things back a bit for him and extend the time out. He's doing a lot of that running on the
The older G.
Yeah, whatever that thing's called. But, yeah, we just need to make sure that he's playing at the end for us.
I love this kid, and I know he's debuted in the last few weeks, but Harvey Ryan, I've got to ask you about him. His old man Ambrose is a legend. His uncle Reg is, of course, one of the greatest photographers the region has ever seen, and still snapping away at the races on Friday.
I've only just realised that Reggie's related, isn't
yeah.
he? There you go.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
It's the 3 degrees, mate, in Geelong. Yeah. Everybody's related to everybody.
Should have known.
How's he going? Because he's a great kid, and he was very close last year, and I think got injured last year when you were about to pick him.
Yeah, no, he's been terrific, to be honest. He's had to work pretty hard at his game, and, yeah, we've made him work pretty hard to get his spot. But to be fair, he's in his first two games, he's not looked out of place at all. We know what he can do with the footy. He's a very good user of the footy, and he's getting his hands on it. And even last week, he laid 3 tackles. So from a physical side of the game, he's been pretty good too. So, yeah, no, we're looking forward to continuing to see his development.
You've 25 games without a loss. The number continues to build, and people say, well, everyone, you don't lose, you're one closer too. But is it something that you're aware of, that it's been a while, or is it because of what's happened with COVID, it's just thrown everything out anyway?
Look, we're aware of it. I think we've had games that have been pretty close, and we've had games where we haven't played to the standard that we would expect. So while there haven't been losses, we've delved pretty hard into what's gone wrong, and treated them close to a loss. Look, the loss may or may not come at some point. That'll be okay. It's what we learn and how we get better from there.
I think it was this Sunday last year was the draw against Newtown with Sammy Nichols after the siren.
Yeah, it was. And you know, we gave up a pretty good lead at some stage there too. So we'll just keep trying to tick the box and see how we go.
Still wasn't a loss though.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
The not sharp battle in the middle, is that an area where you think the experience of not, you might be able to get on top of an inexperienced sharp?
Yeah, I mean, the games that Noddy's played, we obviously rested him last week, but he's been terrific. He'd be in our top 3 or 4 on our best and fairest. It's what he provides when the ball hits the deck. That's his best attribute. And you look, yeah, we hope to get an upper hand, and we'll see Lockie Peck roll through there a bit too today, who's pretty good around the ground as well.
Well, the good news is the sun's out, Robbo. I don't know whether it's made it any warmer, but it just feels warmer when the sun does come out. But breeze is blowing sort of in a weird direction too from the west, so it should be an interesting afternoon of footy. Trav, really appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you post-game.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Trav Robertson, co-coach of St Mary's, joining us.
The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.